So you were there, right?
Yeah, I was there.
And tell us, did you get a chance to shake his hand or say hello to him or bump elbows or anything?
I did. Right, you know, I was blessed to have a pretty good seat, so I got to spend a little time with several of the former presidents, including my old boss, President Clinton, but also President Obama, and got to greet the new president and Dr. Biden on their way in and out.
So how was the event there? It was peaceful, it was quiet, no instigators or anything?
No, it was completely free of any disruption. It was a wonderful event. It felt like we were reclaiming those sacred spaces from the violence and chaos we saw just 2 weeks ago on the same spot. So it felt wonderful, actually, and I was proud to be there to see it.
And your thoughts on the president's speech?
I thought it was terrific, exactly the right message. He spoke about healing our country, both from the pandemic and from the anger and division that has dominated too much of our public life in recent years. And I think he, at the same time that he reached out his hand, also demanded that we reject the culture of lying and denial that led some to seek to overturn the election. And so I think we need healing and accountability, and I think he delivered that message just right.
And what did you think of former President Trump essentially dissing the whole thing and doing his own red carpet 21-gun salute event?
Well, I think I'm going to decline to comment on the former president's actions. I'm looking forward to not talking about former President Trump nearly as much. I think it was appropriate that Vice President Pence appeared on the podium, continuing our bipartisan tradition of honoring the results of a fair election and peacefully transferring power. It's unfortunate that the former president didn't honor that tradition.